So the allegation always on Gates was that he was allowed to roll up a bunch of things. IBM didn't want to be the front man on the operating system, so they got Gates. But what he agreed to do was put in a backdoor for the NSA. So he got all the government contracts, even created special, you know, versions for government, I'm told. But that's because it was basically a way of engineering a backdoor into almost every computer in America.
This was his way of vaulting himself into that select group, make a lot of money.
But here's the problem you would run into. And I used to run into this all the time. You'd get a company that was run by a CEO, and it would be a proprietary. Yes. And basically, the CIA thought they owned it. The CEO thought he ran it. And the board and the top private investors, like at the Harvard Corporation, thought they ran it.
Yeah.
And so you'd have this multiple personality disorder where these three groups would fight and disagree all the time. Because basically, you know, if the equity was X, you know, they all thought they owned 3X.
Right.
And so there'd always be this multiple personality disorder and tug of war. So the NSA and government grows Microsoft. You know, and their way of justifying and explaining all of this is that Gates is a genius.
and of course, same thing with Google, same thing.
Yeah,
with,
yeah, Google's the same thing. Facebook, I could absolutely tell you the whole Zuckerberg Facebook story. But yeah, but they put these young guys out there and they say, oh, they're cool, they're hip, they're geniuses. And this is their excuse, because otherwise the story would be obvious as to what's really going on. Anyway, so then they do the antitrust deal because they've got to get Gates back in the box. And I think on the antitrust deal, they basically said, okay, here's the deal. Yeah. You know, you're going to go out and do the Harvard Corporation number two with the Gates Foundation. One of my questions is, how much of the missing money have they been laundering into the Gates Foundation?
I see.
And basically, he's a member of the syndicate and he does what he's told. So whether it was putting the back door in all of our computers and now trying to put the back door in all of our brains, you know, he's working for the syndicate and he's not a principal. He's an agent.
Despite his billions. Okay. Well said.
It's not his billions. You know, you have a syndicate behind him who thinks it's their money.
Amazing.
That's, you know, I'm not saying he's not powerful because, you know, he's part of getting the work done. But I'll never forget, I tweeted out one of his proposals, you know, when he went on Reddit and basically laid out his vision of chipping us.
Yeah.
And one of my Twitter followers tweeted back and he says, well, I guess he finally kept the antitrust settlement bargain. Basically saying, yeah, this is what he agreed to do.
Yeah, quite logical.
But what that means, Richard, is that power on this planet is phenomenally centralized. Phenomenally centralized. And that is compatible with an open, not a closed economy. I say this because I think it is so extraordinary that you and I live on a planet with these other well-educated, intelligent people, and we have no idea what the governance structure on our planet is. It's secret.